It's far from certain any of four bills on offer will become law this year. Not only are competing interest groups gearing up to influence the legislative process, state lawmakers are also struggling to draft language adequate to the highly technical subject matter. Taken as a whole, the dueling proposals would dramatically change the way the state regulates telephone and cable companies. But basic questions remain, such as would phone bills go up or down if any bill passed? Another unknown is how much access for rural residents would be improved, as the legislation intends. DFL Senator Steve Kelly wrote one bill that would remove many existing controls on telecom firms. He believes if companies are allowed to compete, the result will be lower prices and added services.
We have to create those opportunities, and I've come to the conclusion that to create them, we need to deregulate, because I don't think there's a state regulator who is smart enough to anticipate all these changes in the marketplace and bring them about through the regulatory process.
It's not only the market that's changing. A technological revolution is putting phone, cable, and even energy companies on a collision course as they compete to offer the same services to consumers. Supporters of revamping the telecommunications laws say not acting raises the danger Minnesota could be left behind. Milda Hedblom is a senior associate at the Humphrey Institute State and Local Policy Program.
We should want to be a place where digital things happen, because the legal and regulation, the environment of law and regulation, draws digital development. And right now, that's not the case. I mean, we don't want to be the area that, in the extreme, would be a kind of a digital desert in the north of the country.
Hedblom and others say they're concerned the current regulatory structure will not encourage companies to make the huge investments necessary. And even if they do, will services be fairly distributed to all Minnesotans? According to one estimate, about a third of the state's rural communities will have no access to high-speed internet connections by next year. Governor Ventura has made reforming the state's telecommunications system a priority of his administration. Touring Greater Minnesota last month, he spoke of the importance of bringing sophisticated services to rural communities.
For industry to locate out in Greater Minnesota, they must have that telecommunications available to them. And so that's high on our list.
Three of the four bills under consideration would alter the current system of subsidies, which enable rural residents to pay far less than the actual cost of providing service. Funds for the subsidy, which total some $500 million a year, come from little-notice fees consumers pay with their phone bills. To generate the same amount of money, the Ventura administration's and Kelly's bills propose a levy on telephone, cable television, and internet services. Senator Kelly again.
Any telecommunications company is going to be sending bits of data down the wire. And my view is that we ought to be treating any company that is moving bits the same.
He points out that cable TV companies already offer telephone service, and a Northern States Power subsidiary is providing high-speed internet access. Legislators may combine the four bills into one before the end of the session in April, or they could end up putting off action until next year. What's certain is that the longer they wait, the more outmoded the laws now on the books will become. I'm Andrew Haig, Minnesota Public Radio.